following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It is January 10th, 2022, Monday. I'm Marianne Cushy. A story that is making headlines this morning, and it's just awful, from the Bronx in New York City. An electric space heater is being blamed for sparking the horrific high-rise apartment fire that killed at least 19 people, including 9 children. That's according to city officials. The fire started in a duplex on the second and third floors of the building, but never extended past the unit on the hallway nearest the apartment. It was the smoke generated from that fire that was able to filter out through an open door and then spread throughout the 19-story structure. 63 people suffered varying injuries, 32 hospitalized with life-threatening injuries, and 9 had injuries that were serious. Again, 19 people killed in what's described as the worst fire in New York City in decades. The California Department of Public Health issued some new guidance on COVID-19 isolation and testing for healthcare workers over the weekend, and it's raising concerns this morning. All healthcare workers who test positive for COVID and show no symptoms may go back to work immediately without isolation and without testing and must wear an N95 mask. Healthcare workers who were exposed and show no symptoms of the virus may also return to work immediately without quarantine and testing, but they must wear an N95 mask as well. Healthcare workers are raising concerns over these new public safety guidelines. Here's a nurse from the California Nurses Association.
In order for us to be able to take care of our patients, we need to be in the best of health. And so going to work, you know, sick, very well knowing that we have the virus, will not be a good fit for our patients.
The return to work criteria for healthcare professionals, all of this due to the staffing shortage seen across the healthcare industry that's been fueled by the rise of the Omicron variant. This guidance will be in effect from now through February 1st. In Chula Vista, all trash, recycling, and green waste will be collected starting today, Monday, by Republic Services. That's according to the mayor. Republic Services will be picking up all 3 bins from residences, but they will be disposed as trash. Some yard and recycling bins may be contaminated by trash or weather, and this will allow the company to clear all accumulated waste. That's according to Republic Services. Mary Casillas Salas said, while this is a positive development, the city cannot rest until the strike is settled. There is still no agreement between the Teamsters Local 542 and Republic Services as the strike enters its 4th week. Salas said this work stoppage would be discussed at Tuesday's city council meeting. A painful milestone over the weekend marking the anniversary of the disappearance of Chula Vista mom Maya Miliete. As they have done countless times, her family and friends gathered at Chula Vista Community Park to pray for answers in her disappearance. The past 12 months have been a nightmare, they say, for Maya's family. Since her disappearance, they've searched for her tirelessly, dedicating all their time and energy to finding her. Miliete's husband has been arrested and charged with her murder. We've got a new podcast episode that dives deeper into Miliete's disappearance. It's called Vanished, the Maya Miliete story, and you can find it in Today in San Diego. Well, don't be surprised if you get a letter from the IRS in the coming weeks. You're not in trouble. The agency is simply sending out information about the 3rd stimulus checks, which were disbursed in 2021. The letters are slated to start being mailed out in late January. And when you get one, don't throw it away just yet. The IRS says, in their words, that these letters can help taxpayers or their tax professional prepare for their 2021 federal tax return. Yep, it's coming up on that time again. As we start a brand new week, let's get a look at our First Alert weather forecast with Ashley.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Ashley Matthews here with a look at your weather for today. Warmer weather for the beginning of the week. If you've been missing those warm temperatures, well, today and tomorrow especially, you are in luck. We should be seeing temperatures at the coast about 72 degrees for a high today. Mostly cloudy skies, so not as much sunshine, but we will see warm temperatures, especially for this time of year, about 5 to 10 degrees above average. Inland valleys as well, 76 for a high today. Mostly cloudy skies. Those breezes are going to pick up, especially for the mountains. Winds gusting, those Santa Ana winds from the east at about 30 miles per hour. And inland valleys might see that a little bit too for the overnight hours. But for the mountains for today, mostly cloudy skies, 51 degrees for a high. And deserts are coming in at 72 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Ashley. Okay, what will be the top baby girl names of 2022? Well, we don't have a really definitive list yet for the year's top baby names because it's still too early. Girl names, though, pulled from literature and with powerful meaning are set to top the list. NameBerry co-founder Pamela Redman has identified one trend that includes names pulled from mythology like Maeve, Luna, Iris, and Freya. Don't forget to download our NBC7 app for the latest breaking news and First Alert weather. Stay safe, everybody, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.